safety issues, livability, and resiliency. As we pivot our work to a more holistic model that involves new partnerships, more inclusive outreach, and a broader scope of public safety and resiliency, we also want to integrate awareness and prevention of hate crimes and incidents in our work. Portland United Against Hate can help support us in doing that. Having different programs within the city and bureau weave together their expertise makes us a stronger, more responsive, and more inclusive local government. I'm here today because I think that the work of PUA will benefit and support the work of crime prevention in building capacity for resilient communities. Crime prevention coordinators work with communities, helping them address public safety issues and concerns already. Currently, however, they do not necessarily have the capacity or a method for dealing with hate incidents. So PUA's future hate incident tracking tool could be a valuable asset to the crime prevention team and to the communities that we work with. PUA is a preparedness and community safety resource for our team. We have discussed coordinating trainings and educational sessions to better equip the crime prevention team with tools to use in their day-to-day work. PUA not only meets ONI goals, as you heard PUA staff speak to earlier, but this project could augment the work of crime prevention and the crime prevention team, what they are already doing to help build safe and livable Portland communities. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for your good work. Thank you, all of you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Well, that concludes our presentation. Colleagues, and questions or comments?
And we'll also entertain a motion.
So I move the report.
Second.
So we have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Udaly. Please call the roll.
Fish.
So I want to begin by thanking my two colleagues for their leadership in bringing this this concept to this point. And I want to thank community members for their testimony today. Frankly, it's very sobering listening to the testimony and reviewing the report. And there is a big gulf between the way we often view ourselves as a progressive community and the reality of how people are treated. So we clearly have a lot of work to do. My understanding is that recently the grants were made. So the next report we'll have is on the fruits of that work, hearing from our community partners on the various programs they put in place to do reporting and various other things. So I look forward to that. And I assume, Commissioner Udaly, this will now become an annual report that we will receive. So I look forward to. I'm very proud of the community partners that are acknowledged in the report that the city's working with. These are trusted organizations in the front line of doing great work, and we're very proud to have them as partners and thank them for their work. On that, I'm happy to accept the report. Aye.
Udaly?
Well, thanks again, everyone, for being here. I'm so impressed with the depth and scope of your collective efforts. Not only will you be delivering much-needed services and supports to our most affected communities, you're going to help all of us be better prepared to respond to hate. From interrupting hate trainings to collecting and tracking data that will inform our ongoing efforts as a council and as a city striving to be an inclusive and safe place for all. Vulnerable communities don't need more platitudes from us. They need remedies, they need resources, and they need real support. And okay, I'll pause for some snapping. Thank you. And I commend all of your efforts and also thank my colleagues for supporting this venture. I also want to especially thank the mayor for supporting my request for funding for universal defense, because while Portlanders United Against Hate is standing up to hate in our local community, we also need to stand up to the civil rights violations being committed by our own government. So thank you, Mayor Wheeler. I mentioned earlier, and I just want to say it for the sake of anyone that wasn't in the reception earlier and for my colleagues, I came earlier today. I attended Senator Merkley's Bending Towards Justice Awards ceremony, and he quoted Dr. Martin Luther King, his famous quote about the arc of the moral universe bending towards justice. And again, I just want to say that only happens with the hard work of our community. So thank you and congratulations. And I'm really looking forward to the coming work that we're all going to be doing. Aye.
Fritz. It's very impressive what the community is doing, and it's important to recognize for those watching at home, this is community-driven, community-led, and people helping each other, which is what we should be doing in Portland. I want to particularly recognize the community-based organizations who participated in the focus groups, IRCA, Immigrant Refugee Community Organization, Africa House, the Q Center, Resolutions Northwest, Unite Oregon, the Urban League of Portland, Asian Family Center, IRCO itself, Latino Network, and the Northwest Carton Captioning, all of whom participated and gave valuable feedback. So the next step is to develop those reporting mechanisms to take it to then what do we do about that? And that's going to then require more intense partnership, not only within ONI, the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, but throughout the city government and throughout our community. So thank you to Som Subedi in the Portland Parks and Recreation, who's been a partner in encouraging this work and in highlighting the value of immigrants and refugees in our community, which then hopefully will get more people aware of why it's important that everybody feels welcome and encouraged. I'm mindful that the woman whose daughter was attacked in the school by having her hijab removed is, I don't think, here anymore. And so we have to recognize that we need to provide translation services more widespread. There's a lot of things that the city needs to do to make our processes more accessible, understandable, available to everybody. I'm glad to see the American Sign Language being present here today. So, you know, it's a lot of little things and it's a lot of big things that add up to this is what we can do together. I do remember back in 2016 and that the first meetings that we had to just recognize we're not going to just let this happen. We're going to figure things out. And it does take time to figure things out because we haven't done it properly here in this country, this state, this city, for the longest time. And so we have to, the white community has to, in some ways, unlearn our behaviors. Those of us who are immigrants who came here with a white skin and speaking English have so many advantages that I'm aware of. And yet still it's a challenging time still in our country. And with each day of going, doing our best here in City Hall and then going back to my home and watching what's been happening nationwide, worldwide, now more than ever, I think it's up to us as a community to fix what we can in our community. We can't. I feel powerless in many ways. Count on Senator Merkley to do the job for us as he has been doing. But what I do have the power to do is to change things here, one person at a time, one community at a time, one city at a time. And you have my continued commitment to keep working with you on that. Thank you for this report. Aye. Wheeler.
So as per usual, I always sort of regret that as mayor I have to take my vote last, which means I have to speak after my colleagues, who I have always found to be universally better at putting these things to words and more eloquent than I am. And so I'll do my level best to rise to the occasion. I actually think we are leading. And while I also appreciate Senator Merkley and Senator Wyden and our congressional delegation and their tremendous leadership efforts at the federal level. The fact of the matter is Washington's not leading this conversation. In many regards, it's the problem. And communities around the nation like ours are actually stepping up and filling that leadership void. And Commissioner Fritz, or maybe it was Commissioner Udaly, and I apologize, I don't remember, I believe it was Commissioner Udaly said, people don't need to hear platitudes.
That was me.
That was Commissioner Udaly. And I'm sorry, I didn't remember that right off the bat. But it made me think, we can't afford to provide platitudes on any issue, much less on this issue, which is of significance. Everything is at stake right now. I mean, the future of our country, our ability to work together as communities, our ability to leverage the diversity which is growing in our communities, this is all at stake right now. And how we get through this time in our society will really define which path we are on beyond this time. And I'm actually, you know, there are days, I'm just going to confess, there are days when I wake up and I go, oh, great, I'm the mayor of Portland. Fabulous. This isn't one of those days. This is one of those days where I say, I am so proud and frankly humbled and honored that I get to be your mayor, because you as a community are organizing like this to lead not only locally, but to serve as an example to other communities all around the country that we have our best days ahead as a city, as a state, as a country. And it's because of you. And I look at all the diversity in the room and the different backgrounds and experiences and organizations and skill sets. I mean, my gosh, this is a smart room. There are more doctors in here than when we invite the medical professionals in. Thank you. For your leadership. This was probably one of the easiest decisions I think we've made as a council, and I appreciate my colleagues having brought this forward, and I'm super impressed with how we have leveraged very, very limited resources into something. I mean, you just took the limited resources we gave you and you ran with it and you leveraged the heck out of it, and you're providing something that I think is foundational. And we get to build on it in the future. And Commissioner Udaly mentioned that the efforts she's working on around universal representation. It's just one example. It's a lot of other directions we could go here. So thanks. I've said enough. I'm super proud of my colleagues. I'm super proud of you. And I look forward to continuing this partnership for a long time to come. I vote aye. The report's accepted. Thanks for everybody who's here. See time certain. Next item, please.